This is the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. My name is Ed Kowalski, ready for another session of the best album rock and roll from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, including the stories about the artists who made the music. This week, we bring you part two of the Fleetwood Mac story. When time ran out last week, we were up to 1975. Americans Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham had joined the group to become the first Yanks to break into the previously all-Brit lineup. Fleetwood Mac's self-titled 1975 album marked the group's emergence into superstardom. 2 years later, the band followed up their 1975 collection with Rumors, which surpassed their previous success. The irony, however, came from the songwriting that reflected the failure of the romantic relationships within the group. John and Christine McVie had separated. Mick Fleetwood and his wife were divorcing, and Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham were experiencing difficulties. Perhaps it was all of the emotional angst contained in the music that gave Rumors its universal appeal. From that album, this is Fleetwood Mac and Go Your Own Way on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Go your own way. Go.
Written by Stevie Nicks and performed by Fleetwood Mac, that's Dreams, from the Rumours album. The track was the only number one single ever for Fleetwood Mac. About Dreams, Stevie Nicks later wrote, "It's the only gold record I hang on the wall at home in Phoenix. I'm very proud of that." Also in the set, Go Your Own Way. You're listening to the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. This is Ed Kowalski. Rumours went on to become Fleetwood Mac's highest charting album in the USA, spending an astounding 31 weeks at number one on the American charts. More than 15 years later, another cut from Rumours became the unofficial anthem for Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential election campaign. The song was then performed by Fleetwood Mac at one of President Clinton's inaugural balls in January 1993. Quick, what was the song? Here's the answer. It's Don't Stop.
Open your eyes, look at the day. You'll see things in
sure doesn't sound like your average studio recording, does it? That Lindsey Buckingham composition was performed in Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California during 1979 with the University of Southern California Trojan Marching Band providing backup instrumentation. We just heard the title track from Tusk. A year later, Tusk had gone platinum. That's the music industry term used when U.S. sales of an album surpass 1 million copies. Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks, and Mick Fleetwood returned to Dodger Stadium during a sporting event to present the USC marching band with its very own platinum disc of Tusk. Before Tusk, two cuts from the Rumors album, You Make Love and Fun and Don't Stop. If you devote part of your day to exploring the Internet, we hope you'll visit our website soon. You'll find us at www.voamusicmix.net. Log on for the latest music news, our bios and photos, and our program schedule, as well as a place for you to send us some email. www.voamusicmix.net. VOA Music Mix is spelled out as one word. I'm Ed Kowalski. We'll be right back with another track from Tusk when part two of the Fleetwood Mac story continues on the Classic Rock Show from the VOA Music Mix Network. Welcome back to the Classic Rock Show. I'm Ed Kowalski with more of part two of our review of the career and music of Fleetwood Mac. The Tusk album, a two-disc set, reportedly cost more than $1 million to produce. That was a pretty hefty sum in 1979 terms. Here's my favorite track from Tusk. This is Sarah on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire. Great love.
Gypsy and Hold Me, both from the Mirage album. Sarah opened the set. Fleetwood Mac recorded Mirage to end a three-year break, during which the individual members of the band pursued solo careers, some more successful than others. I'm Ed Kowalski. Thanks for listening today to the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. Following Mirage, it would be another 3 years before Fleetwood Mac would release another studio album, Tango in the Night. From that album, here's Big Love.
Looking out for love in the night so still. Oh, I'll build you a kingdom in that house on the hill. Looking out for love. Big, big love. You say that you love me and that you always will.
Little Lies and Big Love, both big hits from Fleetwood Mac's Tango in the Night album on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. Tango in the Night was the first album to feature the two newest members of the band, guitarist, vocalist Billy Brunette and Rick Vito. So let's roll another track from Tango in the Night. Here's Everywhere. From Tango in the Night, Fleetwood Mac, and Everywhere. For now, that's where we'll leave Fleetwood Mac, Tangoing in the Night. My name's Ed Kowalski. For writer, co-producer, and our very own tango instructor, Margot Breswell, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Classic Rock Show, part of the world's best variety, the VOA Music Mix Network.